You're listening to the Chad Easty Show on demand. Good for you. Now download the KFYO app and listen live weekday afternoons, 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Easty.
Evening, Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth. Down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you might be. On this Thursday, February 27th, 2025. Welcome into the Chad Easty Show. Glad to have you with us today. Oh my goodness, a lot to get into. Mackenzie DeLulo with the Texan News, scheduled to join us coming up at 5:35. We've got the Epstein files that have not been released, even though we were promised, we were teased yesterday that the Epstein files would be released, or at least some of the Epstein files would be released. And now it appears there's a problem with the FBI. And the Epstein files. What in MAGA is going on? We'll talk about it. We'll get into that as the show progresses today. We've also have a conundrum that we'll get into a little bit later. Can't wait to put it towards Nick. See what Nick has to say. It does involve air travel. So, you know, he's going to be a big fan of it. Today's National Retro Day. Nick's very excited about that. We do have a running topic for you on that front that we'll get to here in just a little bit. We've also got quite a few other pieces of news to get into throughout the show, including some statewide news that we'll be talking about. Also, we'll tell you a breakdown of where SNAP benefits actually go. And some of the latest, we've got the Dan Crenshaw versus Tucker Carlson deal that has that's broken out with Dan Crenshaw saying now, no, he doesn't want to kill Tucker, even though he said he was caught on a hot mic saying that he would kill Tucker Carlson if he ever met him. Yeah, we'll get into that as the show progresses today. We want to hear from you. Of course, you've had to hear from everyone else all day long. Now it's your opportunity to sound off on the big news of the day. Anything you would like to talk about, feel free to reach out to us. Get in touch with us. You can do it in a couple of different ways. One, if you're listening to us on the app, we have the app chat where you can send us a message, a video, audio, a picture, whatever, right there via the app. You can send that in to the Chad Easty Show. Another way you can text in, right now the most popular way to get in touch with the program, is on the text line at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can text in. When you do text in, give us your name and where you're listening from. That way we can give you the proper shout-out and give you the proper acknowledgement whenever you text in to the program. And then, of course, you can call us at 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. When you text in, when you call in, hey, just we just need to know who you are. When you call in, you got to get past the very first voice. Although he can be bribed very, very easily. Nick, the first voice you hear from when you dial in today. Hello, Nick. How are you?
I am doing very well. Now, you brought up traveling.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
In our daily pre-show meeting that we have every single day.
We didn't even have one today.
Okay. Well, you blew our cover.
Yeah.
I was going with something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I have no idea what you can talk about, but I am traveling. I'm flying to Reagan soon. D.C.
Yeah.
And you know,
you're heading to the swamp.
I am.
Yes,
I am. I'm gonna go say hi to everyone.
Now, wait, when are you gonna be there?
End of March.
Okay. All right.
Are you writing on notes?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just checking something.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
Yeah. So end of March.
Sure. Yes.
You're heading to Washington D.C.
That I am. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Are you excited about that?
I'm excited. Sure. It'll be me and my fiance.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice, you know, nice travel.
Here's what I was checking. You are actually going to be, there March 28th through the 31st?
No, I will not.
You're not going to be there.
I'm not going to be there the 28th through the 31st.
Where did you pull that from? Anywhere around that time.
Sure. Yeah, a little bit before that.
Okay.
Yeah.
According to the National Park Service.
Oh, boy.
The peak cherry blossom.
Oh, we talked about
bloom
this.
Time.
Yeah,
will be March 28th through the 31st.
So we're gonna miss that.
Yeah, and run for about 10 days. Now you may, if it's a couple days before, you'll probably see some cherry blossoms. It's supposed to be beautiful.
Exactly, and now I went last year, if you remember.
Yeah.
I went to D.C. and we did catch the cherry blossoms.
Yeah,
it was gorgeous. I sent your photos. It was fantastic.
Yes,
beautiful. Cherry blossom. Now, I'm sure we'll see a little bit, because I know it's not like, all right, March 28th, it's going to happen immediately now.
Boom!
Exactly. Blossom, yeah. No. So I'm sure we'll catch a little bit of it. You know, the beginnings of the blossoming. But that's not really why I'm super excited. I'm just, I don't know, it's just a little getaway, a little travel.
Yeah.
A few days out of the state. Some may not be happy with my destination, but I'm still, it's just the travel nonetheless.
Oh, and let me tell you something. The times I have visited Washington, D.C., I enjoy it.
Sure,
I enjoy
it.
There's, I mean, obviously the history.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But there's, and I haven't been that many times, but there's still so much to see and do.
Yeah.
And great food choices that are down there. And it's a great place to visit.
Mm-hmm.
And for a short little trip, I think it's a great place to visit.
We went to the Smithsonian as well.
Yeah.
Very big, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. It's a big building.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff in there. So that took us a whole day.
Yeah.
To explore. But yeah, like you were saying, the history. I mean, seeing the Washington Monument.
Mm-hmm.
Very fun.
Yeah.
The Lincoln Memorial. Very fun. All of the various war memorials as well, with the beautiful fountains. Those were packed. When I went there, I mean, people just, there's people everywhere, first of all.
Again, a great thing to do.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if y'all did it last time or not, but if you can do a nighttime tour of the monuments.
We did not leave the hotel much at nighttime in D.C.
Yeah.
But
I'm not saying just go off and wander around. That, I would not recommend that.
Yeah.
But there are some fantastic,
mm-hmm.
Tours.
Sure.
That you can sign up for, and they take you by some of the big monuments at night, and you're on the bus, and you're going around, so you have like 20 minutes here, 20 minutes over there.
Okay.
And you go by these monuments at night, and there's just a different feel.
Yeah.
And they're gorgeous. They're just absolutely beautiful how they're lit up.
Yeah.
And it's just a different feeling at night than during the day.
Yeah.
The Lincoln Memorial is going to be slammed packed no matter what, it doesn't matter. It's just going to be packed. But some of these other memorials, they're not as packed at night compared to the daytime. You know, daytime, you have a lot of tour groups that are out there, you know, doing that.
Yeah.
But at night, it kind of changes a little bit, and it's just, I don't know, it's very nice. One of my favorite pictures that I took has actually, that I took out in Washington, D.C., was actually a nighttime photo. And it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you can do that, I'd highly recommend.
Okay.
That is just something to do one night, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been to, you know, they're all, most of them are relatively close to each other.
Yeah.
You know, within walking distance. And yeah, we did it all in the daytime. My favorite, though, was, as you mentioned, in the Lincoln Memorial, the old sardine-packed building. You know, you only have that relatively small area that you can just go in and stand. So you're sitting there, and I have my camera out, as one does when they're touristy at D.C. for the first time. I go there, and all I can do is just spin in my little spot. I can't walk anywhere. I can't move without, you know, pushing shoulders and elbowing people. I just have to sit in my little 1 foot by 1 foot square and just rotate and go, ooh, that's cool. Ah, and then take photo, you know, get the ceiling, get everything. And then, all right, you know, get in this weird mob that's kind of a line, not really, that's inching towards the exit.
Yeah.
And you know, hope that you can smell fresh air soon and not a cluster of 125 people. But it's still, it was great. And so I'm excited to go again.
Yeah. That would be good. Have you been to the, National Cemetery?
National Cemetery.
And seen the changing of the guard. Have you,
I have not witnessed that.
All right. That is something, if you've never seen that before.
Yeah. Will I be even able to?
It's during the day.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of do a Google search on it, and let me tell you something. It is, you go to the Arlington National Cemetery, and one, it's just a beautiful cemetery.
Sure.
You can go and witness the changing of the guard, which you see it on TV and you're like, that's cool. You see it on YouTube.
Yeah, I've seen it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You're there in person. And the last time I was there, I was a very small child.
Sure.
When I was there, but it still stuck with me of how important this was. And you'll hear people crying and tearing up.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful ceremony. That they do. So you can kind of look at that.
Okay.
And I know you are doing, you know, she's probably has stuff during the day,
but
that's something for you, you know, maybe plan on and go. I think everyone should do it at least once if they're able to, to go and see that.
The other thing that I found, in fact, I was just talking to someone about this earlier today. I find it fascinating how close one can get to the White House and just casually be walking. I say unsupervised. I know they have cameras everywhere, which is good. But, you know, nobody's yelling at me. We were walking one time. This was last year. We went to dinner, and it was evening. It was probably about 10:30. It was pretty late, maybe 11. And we're just walking. And there's nobody on the street. It's just us. There's a few street lights. That's it. And I see we're walking right alongside a big wall with a metal gate, metal fence with spikes all on the top of it. And I thought, oh, wow, that's very fancy. I don't know who lives here. And then I could see the building. It's right there.
Yeah.
The building is I can see through the windows. And I'm looking through the windows. I'm like, wow, what a fancy house. It was the White House.
Yeah.
I was looking at the back end of the White House. You know, they have the blinds open. I'm like, what is this? I'm literally just a random person walking by. I know it's not the Oval Office I'm looking at. But still, I'm like, any room. Why should I be able to see inside it? I don't know. So I thought that was funny. Just randomly walking by. It's like, it's a White House. That's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway,
good,
back to the hotel.
Good stuff. Good stuff. That's that you can see. Well, y'all are going to have fun in D.C. And then you get the hazmat crew to get after you a little bit. You get the swamp off you. You can come back to Lubbock. That's the good thing about it. Today's running topic at your today's National Retro Day. And so we're going to put it, I think, pretty easy. Some people will not consider this completely retro, but I'm going to put it this way. Something you'd like to bring back that was popular or big before 1990. Now, when I think retro, I still go 70s. But I'm going to throw pre-1990 in there because that is still a long time. That's when you look at the 1990, that was still a bit of, yes, 1990s is now classical rock or classic, right? I don't consider it that, but some people do. But Nick, I'm going to go pre-1990. What is something you'd like to bring back from pre-1990. You can text in at 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and so much more.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Play Travis and Buck Sexton.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We will break down the absolute latest on all of the drama surrounding Doge. How many jobs are going to get cut? What's the absolute latest on Trump's plans there? And I'm going to give you a pick on Prize Picks. All that and more. We'll hang out. We'll have a lot of fun, and we'll roll into the weekend. Come hang with us on Clay and Buck.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, tomorrow morning at 11.
The Chad Hastie Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. New York Post reporting that the FBI has withheld thousands of pages of the Epstein documents. That, according to the AG Pam Bondi, saying that she demands that they be turned over. We were supposed to get a look today of at least some of the Epstein files. A lot of folks were looking forward to that. The Attorney General, Pam Bondi, revealing Thursday that thousands of pages of documents in the FBI's investigation into sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein were withheld from her. She's demanding that they be turned over by Friday morning. Bondi, who's 59. Did you know that? Did you know she was 59 years old? She does not look 59. I had no idea. Disclosed in a letter, the FBI Director Kash Patel, a tipster, said that all but approximately 200 pages of documents were still being kept secret at the FBI's office in New York, despite her repeated requests for the full Epstein files. The initial batch includes flight logs, phone numbers, and names of victims. A source in the FBI's New York office reached out and said hundreds of additional documents were not included. Quote, by 8 a.m. tomorrow, the FBI will deliver the full and complete Epstein files to my office, including all records, documents, audio, and video recordings, and materials related to Jeffrey Epstein, or Epstein, excuse me, and his clients, regardless of how much information was obtained. There will be no withholdings or limitations to my access or your access, she vowed to Patel. So we're still waiting. A lot of people were really looking forward to seeing some of these files and the names that were going to come out. And how many big name politicians or celebrities were going to be very worried about today. I bet there were a few. We ask you what you would like to bring back. Pre-1990, things from pre-1990 that you would like to bring back on National Retro Day. Wonder Mama says, bring back parachute pants. Can't touch this. Bring back the hammer pants. Nick, why are you shaking your head no? I got to be honest. During the COVID pandemic, I'm surprised that the hammer pants didn't come back. Because let's be honest, during the pandemic and in the years since, everyone just sort of fell apart. Like, when it came to fashion and looking good, everyone just sort of went, I'm giving up. That's really what work at home did for a lot of people. They just gave up. And so that I'm a little bit surprised that the parachute pants didn't come back, because that was ultimate comfort, was the parachute pants, I think. I also fear that if we brought back parachute pants, you'd have a bunch of people doing hammer time. and you would have just a bunch of TikTok celebrities doing Hammer Time.
You can't touch this.
You know, he's dancing.
You can't touch
You know what I'm talking about, Nick, right? Yeah.
You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard.
Oh, it's such a great tune, by the way. MC Hammer was just fantastic. So, yeah, I mean, you can bring back the Hammer Pants. Tim in Wichita Falls says it's also National Collegiate Day of Prayer across the nation. Heard about it late last night. Texted my granddaughter at A&M to see if it was known about. She responded this morning, assured me they were well aware of the event across campus. Well, that's good. Definitely warms my heart to know we have hope alive and well. The event is new and much needed. I had not heard about it until you texted me, so I'm glad you did. Thank you. Another texture. I really liked the glow in the dark posters, and no, I was not a pothead. Robert and Lubbock, bring back muscle cars, prices, and respect. All right, you don't buy into the electric muscle car. You're not into that. When we come back, we're going to visit with Mackenzie Nalulo with the Texan News.
The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
Get ready, Basin Red Dirt Barbecue and Music Festival brought to you by Big E Services is heading to the Scarborough Sports Center in Midland on April 26th. Savor the best barbecue in Texas from top pitmasters. Enjoy ice-cold drinks and shop local vendors. Then cap it off with incredible live music from JC Donahue, Pecos and the Rooftops, and more. It's barbecue, music, and good vibes all day long. Don't miss out. Tickets are on sale now at RedDirtBBQBasin.com. That's RedDirtBBQBasin.com. Hurry, they're going fast.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
It's the Chad Hastie Show.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. Joining us on the phones right now as we take a turn towards the state of Texas and what's making news across the Lone Star State are good friends over at the Texan News, senior editor over at the Texan. That's Mackenzie DeLulo joining us once again. Mackenzie, welcome back. How are you today?
I'm well, Chad. We've still got committees going down here in Austin, but it's a fun day.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, a lot of meetings, a lot of things happening. Well, I guess take our attention first towards the idea of making Texas healthy again. Some hearings underway or have been underway this week on that particular topic. And what have we learned?
A very familiar phrase for those watching politics at the federal level, now moving here to Texas. We have a couple of bills that were taken up in the Texas Senate Health and Human Services Committee this week, and we had doctors, health advocates, lawmakers, all talking about concerns over ultra-processed food, public health, and just overall nutritional education. Senator Lois Kolkhorst is the chair of that committee and also filed the Making Texas Healthy Again bill, which is a priority of the Texas Senate. This bill has four pillars. measures. One, requiring physical education. Two, requiring nutrition education for Texas physicians, medical students, medical residents, and high school and public universities. And then tasking the Texas Nutrition Advisory Committee, no idea that existed until today, with examining the link between ultra-processed food and chronic diseases. And then, of course, also addressing honest labeling in an effort to protect consumers. We also saw the Senate take up Senate Bill 315 from Senator Brian Hughes, which would prohibit certain food additives from being included in free or reduced price meals in Texas schools. So those are kind of the two approaches that we're seeing here. There were invited experts from across the country with all sorts of different expertise, areas of specialty that came before the committee to provide testimony. Callie Means is someone we've seen much of at the federal level on the same issue, was in committee. They're talking about these bills in full support. And after a full day of testimony, although both bills were left pending, we are very much expecting both bills to be approved favorably out of the Texas Senate. Again, their priorities, there was very little bipartisan contention whatsoever. So we'll continue to watch these bills. But I'd encourage folks to go read Cameron Abrams' story with all sorts of different details of the testimony given on these bills.
Yeah. Another story by Cameron dealing with classroom discipline, which I know a lot of folks have been talking about and have been paying attention to. And a lot of teachers would like to see something done on this, too.
Yes, this is kind of following up on the passage of that Texas Teacher Bill of Rights, same from Senator Brandon Creighton, who's the chairman of the Education Committee in the Senate, and this is Senate Bill 27, which focuses on classroom discipline and other procedural protections for teachers. It essentially just aims at improving the working conditions for public school educators. It would amend existing education code that governs those disciplinary actions. Notably, the bill amends the timeline and process for teacher hearings concerning this action and would allow a hearing examiner to dismiss a hearing before completion if the teacher requests it. It would also task the TEA with the development and training of teachers on this exact issue. Very notably, this bill would modify the conditions under which teachers can remove students from the classroom by essentially kind of expanding the reasons or specifying and clarifying the acceptable reasons that they would be able to do so, saying that a teacher would be able to remove a student who interferes with the teacher's ability to communicate with other students or with other students' ability to learn or who demonstrates behavior that is unruly, disruptive, or abusive. There's also a qualification for bullying behavior as well. Senator Creighton spoke about classroom behavior reform during a press conference earlier this week and said keeping order in the classroom and discipline and returning to how we had a zero tolerance effect on content disruptors in this learning environment. All of this plays together in this series of bills that we will be presenting on these subjects. A huge education issue this session is classroom behavior, and this bill is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, and then the Texas, and we're talking a lot about the Texas Senate today. When it comes to a teacher pay raise, they have approved a teacher pay raise bill.
So part of that teacher bill of rights I talked about earlier includes these teacher pay raises. And yes, taken up on the Senate floor yesterday. This is an emergency item, of course, for Governor Greg Abbott. Creighton, again, we're going to hear a lot about Creighton in these early days in the Texas Senate, being the education head in the Texas Senate. He said, our teachers deserve more than words. They deserve action from this legislature. This bill would expand the teacher designation system. So essentially what this means is adding new acknowledged designations for teachers alongside master, exemplary, and recognized categories. Okay, so those are essentially categories teachers can achieve or fit into in order to receive certain raises at certain levels. Teachers with 3 or 4 years of experience would receive a $5,000 raise in districts, in small districts, while those in larger districts would receive $2,500. For teachers with 5 or more years of experience, the raise would be $10,000, and in smaller districts, and then $5,000 in larger ones. Of course, this is a huge sum of money allotted in this bill. Senator Creighton said, we celebrate the nearly $5 billion of historic compensation for across-the-board teacher pay raises and an enhancement of the teacher incentive allotment that has doubled just since 2023 in the number of teachers that it is serving. We're from $3,000 to $36,000 in bonuses above a teacher's base salary can be achieved. The Senate has already you know, been working through this hearing today, where a lot of these bills are working their way through the process. Many of them are tabled, haven't been voted out of committee, but we very much expect them to be very soon. And of course, this is that teacher incentive allotment is a big portion of this conversation, with TEA Commissioner Mike Morath making a big point of how many districts in the state are still not engaging in that program and saying, hey, you can get more money for your teachers and their salaries if you apply and are accepted into this program. So worth going and reading all the details of this, particularly if there's an interest in public education. It's a lot, but it's very important. And so far, Chad, this has certainly been a very big education session.
Yeah, absolutely. Mackenzie, what else can people find over at the Texan.news?
We have a bill banning libraries from hosting drag queen story hours, specifically government funding all tied into that, was also heard in committee. Taxpayer-funded lobbying was heard in committee today, and the Texas Senate suspended the constitutional order of business to pass a bill banning online lottery purchases, which was a very interesting and big moment there in the Texas Senate, with Senator Bob Hall making some very interesting remarks on the Senate floor. All of that and more at the Texan.news.
All right. As always, Mackenzie, thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you guys again this time next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Chad.
Thank you. That's Mackenzie DeLulo with our friends over at the Texan.news. It's where I started my morning. Get caught up on all the news around the Lone Star State right there at the Texan.news. We'll be right back.
You know I need your love. You got that hold over me.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with the Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Play Travis and Buck Sexton.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We will break down the absolute latest on all of the drama surrounding DOGE. How many jobs are going to get cut? What's the absolute latest on Trump's plans there? And I'm going to give you a pick on Prize Picks. All that and more. We'll hang out. We'll have a lot of fun, and we'll roll into the weekend. Come hang with us on Clay and Buck.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, tomorrow morning at 11.
All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show, where there is some breaking news now, like just as we're coming on the air. The personal address book of Jeffrey Epstein was released this evening. Now, there's still apparently hundreds of pages of documents still being withheld by the FBI, which Pam Bondi is demanding. But the Justice Department releasing a new list of celebrities and politicians with whom the pedophile financier had in his phone. So these are contacts. Over 100 pages of contacts that belonged to the pedophile. Among the famous names released by the Department of Justice, Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger, Michael Jackson, actor Alec Baldwin, Ethel Kennedy, the mother of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., supermodel Naomi Campbell, and rocker Courtney Love. So these were just some of the names that were released today or this evening by the Department of Justice. The list is not a client list, which the Department of Justice is stressing, but includes names of people that were on Jeffrey Epstein's vast contact list. The vast majority of names on the list, if not all of them, had been previously reported in the years in lawsuits and documents leaked in the case. Also in the binder were Epstein's flight logs, which had been previously made public with redactions. Two copies of his little black book, which had already been made public with 349 names of associates from the 90s. One copy went up for gone up for auction. One source who reviewed the binder containing the information called it phase one, said Thursday's release would likely be a disappointment for anyone hoping for a bombshell revelation. So nothing apparently new that was released, just some names. But they stressed these were not clients, just contacts of Jeffrey Epstein. So there you go. Let's see some text messages. We ask you on today's National Retro Day, what do you like to bring back pre-1990? Texture says pre-1990 single cab pickups. Another texture, Ronald. Now you can't get rid of things. You want to bring things back. Ronald wants to get rid of cell phones and computers. Now you can't. That's not. You can't do that. Glenda in Shallow Water pre-1990. I'd love to have back the old fashioned soda fountains back in drugstores. Or maybe, just for that matter, old-fashioned drugstores, not these unfriendly super drugstores. I'm dating myself, dating my age here, I suppose. Yeah, they've got a few of these little, I don't know if I'd call them like the old-school drugstores, but a few of these little standalone pharmacies that are out there. Yeah, we've got a couple of those. None that have the old-fashioned like soda fountain in the drugstore. I don't have any of that. Now, I never went in, but if I'm remembering right, back in my hometown, they brought back an old drugstore that did have a soda fountain in it. I think it was called like Miller's. And I think they had brought it back for a while. And people were going, I was, too young to go or, not interested, whatever. But it was, I remember them bringing it back, I think, for at least a little bit. Like it had closed down and they brought it back. Or maybe it lasted for a little bit in the old hometown where you had the drugstore and the soda fountain. I think I remember that. 806-680-2790. Coming up in the next hour, we'll continue to take your retro day. Well, what would you like to see pre-1990s being brought back? Texter, chicks with big hair. There you go. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Another story out of the New York Post today. The would-be Trump assassin, Thomas Crooks, may have had an accomplice, data shows, as investigators say the FBI is suppressing information. It's been almost 9 months since a seemingly mild-mannered 20-year-old attempted to alter the course of history by trying to assassinate then-Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump at a rally in Butler. Sources told the Post the FBI has obstructed efforts to solve the mystery of why Thomas Matthew Crooks, who left no manifesto, did what he did. It's left local law enforcement as well as Crooks' former friends, classmates, teachers, and even Elon Musk frustrated. Those who may know, Crooks' parents, Matthew and Mary, have refused all interviews so far and remain in their small three-bedroom home where they've been sealed off from the outside world. Neighbors say they only leave the house at 3 a.m. to go and buy groceries. A veteran private investigator who was hired shortly after the July 13th event to look into Crooks by a private client told the Post he believes a criminal network was operating with him at the time of the assassination attempt and is still in existence and still wants to kill the president. So there are many who don't think that he acted alone. I'm count me as one of them. I don't believe he acted alone. None of it made sense. And sadly, it would not surprise me at all if the FBI under the former leadership was trying to stop investigations from taking place and suppressing information. When we come back, much more to get into, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media. Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hastie.
All right, back on the Chad Hastie Show, final hour of the program. A lot to get into in this hour. Going to have some fun getting into a few different topics. We'll still get into a few political items of the day. Now, this story is, I'm wondering how you would react to this, folks. How would you react to this? Story out of NBC News. A married couple, Mitchell Ring and Jennifer Collin, were on a Qatar Airways flight from Melbourne, Australia to Doha, Qatar. It's about a 14-hour flight, Nick, from Australia to Qatar. About 10 hours into the flight, another passenger, a woman, exited the restroom of the plane and collapsed and died in front of the couple. Quote, they did everything they could, but unfortunately the lady couldn't be saved, which is pretty heartbreaking to watch. Ring said the flight crew then put the woman's dead body into the empty seat next to the couple for the remaining 4 hours of the flight. Quote, they looked a bit frustrated talking about the flight attendants. They looked a bit frustrated. Then they just looked at me and saw seat was available next to me. My wife was on the other side. We were in a row of four. They said, can you just move over, please? I said, yeah, no problem. Then they placed the lady in the chair I was in. Qatar Airways, which is owned by the government, said in a statement Wednesday, our thoughts are with the family members of the passenger who sadly passed away. The airline did not immediately return request for comment about the deceased passenger's identity. So, Nick, the couple tried to move, by the way. They wanted to move to other open seats, and they were denied being able to move to other seats. And then when the plane landed, like the lady who was dead, she got the aisle seat. And so the couple had to wait while medical personnel came back onto the plane and took care of her. Like, they couldn't just exit the plane, go around her, maybe.
They had
to wait there.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what alternatives there could have been.
At least move the two people.
Where, though? I mean, if it's packed, where are you going to move them?
But this reads like they had open seats. Because, okay. I mean, if you're looking around and you see there are open seats.
I'll just put her here.
Because they did ask, can we move to one of the other open seats?
Yeah.
And then they were told, no, you can't do that. Like, if it were me, I'd be like, I'm moving. Yeah. Like, you gotta leave her in the aisle. I mean, I don't know.
I'm trying to think, because the flight attendants have their own seats.
They do.
You know, yeah, like right by behind the door for the pilot. So she could have gone there. Or maybe, you know, they could have made an announcement and said, can everybody in the back few rows please move up?
Right.
And just put her in the very, very far back.
Yeah.
And leave, you know, the first two rows surrounding her empty.
Because I'm imagining they were over, like, open water. They couldn't make an emergency landing.
Sure.
You got to get to your destination.
Yeah.
You're 4 hours left in a 14-hour flight.
I heard somewhere, and I don't see why this would not be the case. I heard that if someone does die on a flight, that they won't tell anyone, you know, and if nobody catches on, if nobody says anything, they'll just continue on, and they'll remove them when they land.
Many
things come to mind when I hear that, though. First of all, how would you not know? How would every single person on that flight not know? You've got like five people standing over someone.
Yeah.
And whispers are going to spread
everywhere. Oh, you
know,
people are going to...
Of course, yeah.
What's going on back there?
By the time anyone mentions anything of you know, no longer breathing, we're going to have to have emergency staff when we land, that's going to make it to the back of the plane immediately.
Yeah.
If one person hears it on the plane, everybody's going to know. So I don't know if that's the case, but that would make sense to this. It's like, well, put her in a seat. Where else are we going to, you know?
Here's where I also go on this.
Yeah.
Why not take her back to her row?
What, put sunglasses on her?
No, I don't know. I'm not going Weekend at Bernie's. But I'm saying, if you're going to inconvenience, it was her assigned seat.
Sure.
Instead of messing with the couple over here who had an empty seat, you know, they're probably all spread out. You know how you are.
Sure.
You're all spread out. You're very excited that you have the open seat. And now all of a sudden, you got Weekend at Bernie's sitting next to you for 4 hours when she has her own seat.
Yeah.
Again, not to sound mean, but these people sounded like they were a little put out.
Yeah, I would
like,
say
why
so.
Not take that other woman's seat? Yeah. Like, and, you know, if there were open seats.
That's why I would need to know
move
more.
Move someone out to her seat.
Exactly.
And then the other person moved to a different seat as well.
Like how many open seats were there? Were like those the
at
only
least one.
Open seats?
There was
were,
at least one.
Exactly. And maybe that was the only that
like,
we know
at
of.
Least, I'm just saying. So let's say you have the woman who died, right?
Yeah.
Let's say you tell your wife, honey, you go take her seat. Over, you know, like three rows up or whatever, I'll sit at the window. Or you put the body leaning up against the window seat.
What would be more uncomfortable? Sitting in the seat that woman was assigned or sitting within two to three chairs of her after she's passed?
I would say he's sitting next to the dead body.
Can you imagine, though? You've got to be thinking something. If you were assigned, you're like, hey, this person, you know, unfortunately they passed. We have 4 hours left on the flight. We're gonna, you know, we're gonna take care of it when we land. But she was sitting in a seat. You're gonna now sit in that seat that she was sitting
in. I'd be
in.
Fine with that.
Really?
Yo, absolutely. Yeah, the seat didn't kill her.
You don't know what did. Nobody knows what
the
did.
The last thing she did was walk out of a bathroom.
Would you I don't know.
I'm not going to that bathroom.
I don't
like
know.
That's the last place I'm going.
I don't know. I don't want to make light of the situation. Obviously, it's a horrible, horrible thing that happened.
But
it does bring it up a lot of questions.
Yes, exactly. Because again, if anything, you have at least one open seat that someone can move to.
Right.
And there's not someone right next to
exactly
a dead body, which I assume for 4 hours of a flight, you don't want someone who's dead laying next to you.
Or sitting, probably not.
No. Like, that's got to be a little bit uncomfortable.
And then, now I don't know if this is truthful from what you said, but did they really have to sit and wait?
Yes, they had to wait.
For every single person?
Because, again, the flight attendant, in a way, this, again, why not just put the body, if you're going to have to do this, put the body up against the window, let the two people take
exactly
the middle and the aisle seat, so that way you land and you get the hell out of there.
Yeah. Or, what if they could have, this sounds horrible. What if they left her in the bathroom, they put her in the bathroom, and say, hey, guys, only one bathroom available.
Bathroom's closed, yes.
Exactly. Only, please, if you have to use the bathroom, please be, you know, single file line, just use the back one.
You're saying basically what Mad Max has just weighed in with on the text line, Mad Max saying, just stuff the stiff into the bathroom.
Maybe I was a little more
You were a little bit more diplomatic, yes. But, yeah, I like your idea of just, here you go. This is where you were. We're going to put you in here. Nobody go to this. It's occupied at this time. It's not working at this time. Yeah, I would think there would have to be better ways of dealing with that. Another texture. There's a reason why you have assigned seats. I don't know what that means. Like, what are you trying to get at there? Again, I think you gotta come up with a better idea than just putting a dead body next to somebody. Just gotta come up with a better move. At least one person has to move. Let's see. Some great textures coming in. Mark in California, once people die, they start to leak. 4 hours next to a dead person, ick. Another texture, won't that body be twitching as rigor mortis sets in? That's eerie. Oh, yeah. Well, look, again, you're talking about death here. There's probably some weird things going on. I'm sure there are some people out there who are much more versed in this than I am. But, yes, things do happen to the body and, you know, within hours from what I know, that you probably don't want to be sitting next to the dead body for. Imagine it's your honeymoon. Oh, what a way to start a honeymoon. Dead body sitting right next to you. You land. How was your flight? 806-680-2790. Let's see another texture. I would demand that the flight land. I don't care if it's in the ocean or not. We are landing right now. Emergency landing right now. It's got to be better than this. Anything has to be better. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and much more.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7. and 1470 KYYW in Abilene and in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get ready, Basement Red Turn Barbecue and Music Festival brought to you by Big E Services is heading to the Scarborough Sports Center in Midland on April 26th. Savor the best barbecue in Texas from top pit masters. Enjoy ice-cold drinks and shop local vendors. Then cap it off with incredible live music from Casey Donahue, Pecos and the Rooftops, and more. It's barbecue, music, and good vibes all day long. Don't miss out. Tickets are on sale now at RedDirtBBQBasin.com. That's RedDirtBBQBasin.com. Hurry, they're going fast.
Chad Hastie Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Texter was from Qatar. Couple should have started praying over the body. Lord's Prayer. I'm sure the body would have been moved to a more acceptable seat. Well, it was a Qatar Airlines, but it was from Australia to Qatar. I don't know, you know, nationality of the person who passed. Some Australians, though, weren't happy about the entire thing. I can tell you that. Texter says, since 9/11, flight logs, which include seating placement, can't change without an act of Congress. Forget common sense. I don't know. Does Qatar, are they playing by the same rules? I can see if it was American Airlines or Delta, but Qatar Airlines? I don't know if they care about what our rules are. Maybe they do. Maybe not. Again, I would think a dead body that would, you know, you could radio in, you know, yeah, we need to switch some people around here. I mean, they had no problem putting the dead body in a seat that wasn't assigned to the body. Just saying. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. How about this story? It's out of justthenews.com. Pretty, this won't surprise anyone, I don't think. But maybe some of the numbers or the percentages will surprise a few folks. Maybe. Representative Josh Breachin says his bill, the Healthy SNAP Act, would exclude junk food, candy, soft drinks from being purchased with SNAP benefits. Well, if you want to buy junk food on your own dime, that's up to you. We're not trying to limit what you can do with your own purchases. What we're saying is on the taxpayer's dime, we're going to limit food stamps to nutritious purchases. The story here goes on to explain that 20% of all SNAP benefits go towards junk food. 10% goes towards soda. And so what the representative here is doing is saying, hey, we need to have a bill that says you can only purchase healthy, nutritious food with taxpayer money. I've got no problem with that. I don't have a problem with that at all. You might run into some issues with, you know, like your Cheerios and your breakfast cereals. Well, now Nick says on the chat here says that what did you put there? Let me switch over. healthy means more money. They didn't say healthy. They just said nutritious. They didn't say healthy. They just said because you can already buy, you know, your meat products and chicken and all sorts. You can buy, I think I've seen this before, you can still buy uncooked pizza, you know, like the pizza that you still have to put in the oven. I've seen that before. So all they're saying is no junk food. So snacks, you know, little Debbie's, cookies, stuff like that. So they're not saying you have to go completely healthy, just you're not able to buy junk food. Now, maybe some of the pizza would fall into that, but there's a lot of other food that that does not fall into the junk food category that people can still buy. Now, you look at some of the cereals out there. You know, a kid's not going to want the healthiest of cereals. You're buying cereal for a kid. They're probably not going to want the whole grain oats when they're little kids. So there's probably going to have to be some leeway on that type of stuff. But I'd kind of condense it to where you should not be able to buy any of the big snack food. Like when you go down the snack food aisle, like that aisle is prohibited. No snack food aisle, no chip aisle. Just divide it up into aisles and say you can't. No snap benefits on this aisle. Sorry. I'd be okay with that. I'd be all right with it. 806-680-2790. And by the way, it'll never pass because it would be looked at as being mean. So it'll never pass. Let's see. Kamala worked next to a dead body for 4 years. But it was weekend at Bernie's. I mean, you know, you'd have them move around every now and then. By the way, Jake Tapper, he's getting slammed for his new book about the cover-up of Joe Biden's cognitive skills. Being slammed for it since he was part of the cover-up. But he's wanting to make some money off of it now. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and much more to get into. The Chad Easty Show brought to you in part by First Bank and Trust Texas. FirstBankTexas.com.
On the road with Mr. Rhodes.
I see a lot of things on the road that make me wonder. Like someone in a cow costume selling beef jerky? I mean, if I were a cow, would I be selling beef? And one thing I've got to beef with is pedestrians not using intersections and crosswalks. Those horizontal stripes keep you from ending up horizontal. Cross only when the signal says walk. And always look left, right, left. That's a key to staying safe on foot. And that makes Mr. Rhodes very happy.
Be safe, walk smart. A message from TxDOT.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad.
Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on any of the topics that we have gotten into today. Love this story. This out of, let's see if I can bring this up real quick. Here we go. This out of study finds 2 out of 5 Americans say living in the United States no longer enjoyable. In the shadow of rising housing costs, healthcare concerns, and growing social divisions, a striking number of Americans are considering a future outside of the United States. According to a recent survey, 17% of American adults want to move internationally within the next 5 years, potentially signaling a significant shift in the country's population. Yeah, okay. The survey conducted by Talk Research found that 5% of Americans plan to actually take steps towards living abroad in the next few years. 2% have already begun the process of moving to another nation. Millennials emerging as the group most eager to move internationally, with 25% wanting to relocate abroad, higher than any other generation surveyed. The trend likely reflects the unique challenges faced by millennials, who have experienced multiple economic downturns, rising student debt, and increasingly unaffordable housing throughout their adult lives. Regionally, Midwesterners, 18%, showed slightly more interest in moving abroad than Americans in the Southwest, West, Southeast, and Northeast, all at 16%. For many Americans, the desire to live abroad isn't just a reaction to the current problems. The survey found that more than 4 in 10, 44%, have always wanted to experience life in another country, suggesting that for many, this represents a long-held dream rather than just an escape plan. When asked about their preferred destinations, Canada emerged as the clear front runner, with 19% of potential expatriates naming it as their top choice. See you later. Go. Bye. Good luck getting in, by the way. The appeal of Americans' northern neighbor appears to be multifaceted, with respondents citing Canada's high-quality health care and its diverse landscape offering ample opportunities for exploration and recreation. The nation's practical approach to work-life balance is also a primary attraction. Italy secured a second position on the list of the desired destinations, capturing 11% of respondents. The Mediterranean nation's renowned cuisine ranked as its most compelling feature. Imagine saying you want to move out of the United States because the food in Italy might be better. That's why you want to move to Italy. Wow, okay. Followed closely by its rich culture and warm people at 66%. Maybe I'm wrong. I've never heard that Italians are the nicest people on earth. I don't know. I think it's funny when you have these type of surveys that go out and you have people who, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to take steps in the next few years to leave the nation. Most of these people have probably never been outside the United States. And if they have, it's likely that they've maybe gone to one country. And they went on vacation. They went to, you know, a nice little resort area. They went, oh, man, it'd be great to live here. How many times have you done that? Where you just, yeah, you're in paradise somewhere. You're sitting back on the beach. You're overseas. You don't have anything to worry about at your posh hotel. You don't have to worry about your job. You don't have to worry about any of that. And it gets into your mind, oh, man, this is the life. Boy, if I could do this forever, this would be great. Sure, because you don't have anything really to worry about at that time. The fact is, all these thoughts of, you know, oh, I want to move here, I want to move there, this is going to be better than the United States, good luck. The United States is not perfect. We know that. The United States is not perfect. But I don't think I really don't believe I'd want to live anywhere else. The opportunities that we have here, the freedoms that we have here. I know for those who hate MAGA and hate Donald Trump, you're ready to leave. You're ready to go somewhere else. You think that Italy's going to be better. You think Canada is going to take you in. Little do people know, to actually move into Canada, it takes quite a bit. You can't just pack up and move to Canada. You can't just walk in to Canada and be like, I'm here now. Put me to work. The United States, you're going to move to, you want to move to Europe right now? You want to move anywhere in Europe? Not me. I don't think so. Not with everything that's going on in Europe and the immigration issues they've had throughout Europe. No, thank you. I don't want to live there. I don't even want to take a vacation. There are some places that I would love to have gone to in Europe. And right now, I have no interest in going because of the crime that's going on. Yeah, I know of some people who have moved to like Costa Rica and enjoy it. But for the vast majority of people, I think they fall in love with this idea that the grass is greener on the other side, that they're going to move to, you know, some other nation, some other place in the world, and it's going to be so much better, that society is going to be so much better. These are the same people who, by the way, get onto their own social media accounts and attack people for their beliefs, but they believe it's everyone else's fault, and so they're going to move to a different nation, and everything's going to be better. Yeah, good luck with that. Life isn't just a vacation. It'd be great if it was, but it's not. There are some places I absolutely love going to, but I wouldn't want to move there. Love going on vacation, love going to the resorts, love going to the nice hotel, being able to relax, not have to worry about anything. But would I want to move there? No. 806-680-2790. Texture. Mark in California. Let the unhappy Americans leave. Open up housing. Open up the housing market. Where was that survey 2 years ago? It didn't exist 2 years ago. Because people were fine living. You know, again, these surveys pop up whenever a Republican gets into office. That's when everybody's ready to leave the United States. That's when you get the millennials and these folks are fed up. They're ready to leave. Go ahead. Have fun. See you later. Enjoy it. Why don't you... Yeah, head to Mexico, head to Canada, go ahead and head off to Europe, see how it goes. You know, go get you a real job there, all that kind of stuff. It's not like you see in the movies. It's not like you see in your favorite TV shows or when you're on vacation. When you have to do real life, yeah, problems do happen. Doesn't just wind up perfect in these other places. 806-680-2790. We'll stay on time today. Take the break when we come back. It was all Nick's fault last night. When we come back, we'll begin to wrap things up.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Play Travis and Buck Sexton.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We will break down the absolute latest on all of the drama surrounding Doge. How many jobs are going to get cut? What's the absolute latest on Trump's plans there? And I'm going to give you a pick on Prize Picks. All that and more. We'll hang out. We'll have a lot of fun, and we'll roll into the weekend. Come hang with us on Clay and Buck.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, tomorrow morning at 11.
Chad Hasty Show, as we begin to wrap things up on this Thursday and Open Line Friday tomorrow. Can you believe it? We're already there. We're already at the, tomorrow will be the end of the week. It'll be the, Nick, it'll be the end of the month tomorrow. I know you're excited about that. You'll get a little freaked out how fast it goes. But, yeah, the end of the month tomorrow, we'll start wrapping things up, get you ready for the weekend. We'll have a couple of different running topics for you as well. Don't forget, you can follow me on social media at Chad HD Radio on Twitter and on Instagram, or X, I guess, instead of Twitter. And then you can check out the podcast as well if you missed the in-depth interview this week with Tom and Lisa Perini of Perini Ranch there in Buffalo Gap. You got to check that out. Had a lot of comments on that interview yesterday. And that's available on the podcast, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Absolutely free to subscribe and follow. Let's see. Hit a few text messages that have come in. One texter: I can't live anywhere but the United States because no one else would let me take all my guns with me. Man, from Rick. It's a good point. Good point. You know, that pesky little Second Amendment there. You're able to protect yourself. That's a big one. You move to some of these other countries. Oh, don't worry. The government will protect you. Oh, don't worry. The police, who don't carry guns, they'll protect you. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, you need to be. It's a great right that we have here in the United States. It's a right that the left wants to take away from us. The Democrats want to rip away from us. That those in the government want to take away from us. They want to infringe. But I'm just telling you, it's a great right that we have, a God-given right that we have to protect ourselves. And so that's something that I know those on the left, they don't like it. Although I did see a story the other day about a surge in gun ownership among trans adults. Did you see this? Yeah, this story about trans adults who are going out and, they're transgendered adults. And they're going out and purchasing guns to protect themselves. They don't want to be attacked. They don't want to be attacked by other people when they're out in public, and they fear what's going on. They fear this idea that they're going to be attacked. And I read the article and I thought, well, good for them. Good for them. You should be able to protect yourself. And you should have that comfort to protect yourself. Again, I think that, you know, the more people who carry, the more people who carry, I'm telling you, I think it invites a more polite society. And I think that's a very good thing. The, you know, it's one of those where when I read Democrats who go out and, you know, they purchase a gun and they figure out, hey, this is good to protect myself and family. That's good. Protect yourself. You never know where evil is going to spring up. You never know where someone is going to try and attack you. They may not attack you or go after you or try to do, you know, cause harm to you because of your gender, race, or whatever. It's just there's some just messed up people. Just some really messed up people out there. And that's why you have to protect yourself. Whether it's, you know, you're walking to your, you know, take trash outside, go to the mailbox, or you're going to the grocery store, you never know where evil's going to pop up. And you look at some of these other countries out there and they tell you, don't worry about it. The police here who don't carry guns, they'll protect you. No, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Stay safe, stay healthy. May God bless you all. We'll see you back here tomorrow, Friday, at 5 p.m. for the Chad Hastie Show.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.